Where was this?
This was at the Parkway Theater.
Oh.
And once a month he'll play, he'll do a little show.
Right.
And they'll play some horrible movie that I've never seen, like The Giant Claw.
I understand that. Oh, puzzling evidence.
Giant Claw.
I was impressed by all this. The Lepus really nailed the audience because it has actual footage of many hundreds of rabbits being rounded up and shot at and tortured and killed by ranchers.
So now, you know, even though this is dated 1981, it's all new stuff.
Is this Back to the Church?
Yeah, it's Back to the Church.
Suggested from a church.
All new stuff.
Well, we will.
Night of the Lepus can be viewed within the context of church dogma if the right glasses are purchased.
And also, any bad science fiction movie like that has truth in it that leads to this.
I would take a call right now at 848-4425 in the 510 area code just to discuss the implications of the movie Night of the Lepus and its various invocations of church dogma, albeit unintentional.
Well, Dr. Drummond, what makes these rabbits so all fire large in the first place?
Special effects.
But what in the movie wasn't it efficient?
Now, I haven't seen Night of the Lepus in a long time, but wasn't it a toxic barrel or something like that?
They have radioactivity, but a toxic barrel.
Toxic barrels are a good movie device. They can be used
in
a variety of ways.
Yeah, they can be used in yak caves.
Because you can make zombies out of them. You can make toxic Avengers. You can make giant rabbits. You can make people die.
In this case, it's actually the daughter of the scientist. The scientist gives the rabbit a shot and then has a control group. The daughter is in love with the rabbit that got the shot, so she switches it with one of the control group rabbits, and that rabbit escapes, has sex, and inside of an hour, there are 300-foot rabbits running around.
They reproduce
horses.
Very fast.
Yeah, man, and they're all over the West. So when you drive through Arizona, be careful.
But what possible danger are they supposed to
they
present?
Eat horses. They stop tiny trucks. They have tiny...
They have the mark
part.
Of the beast on their forehead.
Yeah, and there's a great shot of actually... They scare the horses, who then run into a valley, and then they got a great sort of laughing shot of one of the rat-faced little creatures smiling and then leaping off a little cliff in what looks like an attack on the horses.
Yeah, yea, and though I say unto ye, and I shall kill with death, and thou shalt suffer the urges of the worms of the planet Mars, I shall swallow thee up and spew thee out of my mouth, for thou art distasteful as the vessels of the potter. Thou shalt be broken to shivers. And there you go. There you are.
Really? Where
am I? Note Sane?
Where am I? Oh, there's Bob.
Note you're Sane. You know, the other thing that I found interesting was if you review your first pamphlet closely, you'll notice one of the movies that's promised in the list of movies in the pamphlet there is Bob's Lunch Hour.
And so did that edit get done?
That edit is finally done, and there's a released version that you can view right now on YouTube.
Okay, let's see
If you go to YouTube, and we're going to play it right here on the show, so I'd like for all of you listeners to go to your computer right now and go to YouTube.com, and there, just go to the little handy YouTube search window and just search for Bob's Lunch Hour. Go ahead right now.
Get up out of bed.
Get up out of bed. Go over to your computer. Let's see if we can bury YouTube servers. Let's just see if we can bury their servers.
In there.
Hit them hard. Hit them good. Hit them fast and often.
Sleepwalking to their computers right now and going to YouTube, just like us.
Okay, I'm going to make fun of a listener. This is how a listener goes to his computer right now.
He's being funny. He's being funny looking.
Right, they aren't going to appreciate being driven over to sit down at the computer when they were comfortable in the bed. They wouldn't do that. Yes, it's quite. But how did all this sub-genius nonsense get? get started anyway? I'm sure you're asking yourself. Well, if you go back into very benthic bottom of the abyss of time, you can remember that before the race was the deluge. Foundation etymological studies have shown that the holy tetragrammaton Jehovah originally derived from Yahoo, or exalted God.
Sure.
As Guy Duel.
Okay, that's your cue.
Night of the show.
His mother's Sumerian stage name. She also did summer stop work in Crete as Yakus and took over for Bell in the Canaanite.
Night of the show.
Yahoo Bell.
Then 8484425, you say. Don't know what's happened.
Much later, her son wrote a hot checks in her name, and in doing so, masculinized it to Yevoa and Yevoa. Most of his swindles involved timber securities and livestock mutilation, but he also set up his master control system, the Alphabet. When he had rearranged this, he realized he had subliminally slipped and left the vowels in order, A-E-I-O-U. His first step was to forbid the use of these sacred letters, so the Hebrews weren't allowed vowels. They had to use dots. Subsequent re-examination of the Boibel Loth, or Druidic tree alphabet, reveals a secondary incantation to the bull-footed, scarifying Herculean king and terraforming agent of Jehovah One.
I was wondering if we're still plumbing the depths of the significance of the Night of the Lepus.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And any movie. Please, be feel free to go to any science fiction nodule in
but
your mind.
But why a rabbit, 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 rabbit?
Oh, and you know, there's a thing happening on April 12th with the creature feature guy.
With not John Stanley.
I'm sorry, no. That John Stanley, actually, there's a thing. That's at the IT Club Saturday night at the IT Club. There is an Alzheimer's benefit. And
if you
John Stanley,
remember.
Or who am I thinking of?
No, you're thinking of Mr. Lobo, maybe.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of Mr. Lobo. That's April 12th at the... The other Parkway Theater that's in El Cerrito,
now
Mr. Lobo and who else? Kitten on the Keys will play, and some other musical guests, and there's another horror show host who I've never heard of. Anyway, they're going to be out there.
Horror show.
John Stanley has Alzheimer's, right? And do I have that correct?
You could be right there, partner.
Every one of those Heimers they have.
No, it was the guy who was Channel 2's spooky movie back in the 80s.
Yes.
Really, really good film.
Well, now, does anyone here remember Captain Cosmic?
Because I've got it turned.
The way that I understand the way that the medical community used to work in the 60s, I believe that for every rabbit that died, a child was born.
Really?
Yes.
Because many, I don't know if you've seen Night of the Lepus, but many children are born then. But it's really fun to see these movies in a big theater full of people because of the jokes being yelled out and the people laughing. And the little girl has a dubbed in voice, and she says, amazing things like, no, don't do that one, daddy, and
no, daddy, and I love him.
Really? Yeah, exactly. And then,
stand aside, honey, I'm going to blast that bunny.
Daddy,
no,
don't
daddy.
Inject that one. I want to play with them before you kill them.
But this was the father trying to protect his daughter from marital sex. It's the
symbolically, yes, of course. Right.
Yes, remember? The rabbit test, eh?
Yes.
And when this little sort of 9-year-old girl and the 14-year-old boy ride up there on their horses, he says, go run in that cave and see if the Lepus is in there. So there goes the 9-year-old girl running in the cave. And she sees a giant, she's the first to see the giant Lepus kill old Captain Jack.
Well, riding the horse into the cave and the rabbits and all that, yeah, I think we know what's going on.
Lepus.
Well, we're just out here.
Well, that's a most interesting theory you have there.
KPFA would
like to
say,
it would be wrong to say that this was the only significance to be found at the end of a single allegorical thread within the confused but ultimately fascinating tapestry of Night of the Lepus. in the mind of most subgenius sages, this rather late monster picture does not merit the profound inspection as certain other productions do, but as an example of a vehicle of its time, it certainly satisfies most of the conditions of existing at the frontiers of Bull Data.
Hey, Philo.
Oh, if only I could hear your caller.
Philo's swimming around the caller pool over there.
Yes, I am not really able to access you there, caller. But rest assured that I would if I could. Yes, sir. Because what you have to say interests me. Just that I'm not really.
And what about Rever? What about? There are two other. Well, there are two other little YouTube-style things that.
Well, what about what?
What about Rever is one, I think? R-E-V-V-E-R?
I never go anywhere that I'm, you know, I never really go, like, surfing and exploring new places, so wouldn't know about that. I'm really a follower of...
Well, what about you, caller? As you run through the gravel of my mind?
I'm, like, right behind the leader. I'm not actually the leader.
I think one of the more visually stunning science fiction movies was Forbidden Planet.
Well, of course.
With Leslie Nielsen and Walter Pidgeon.
Everybody.
Yes. And Francis Earle Holloman Jr.
How could you miss the Honey West getting in a spacesuit? Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
But even on a black and white TV, as I used to see it as a kid, it was an amazing
movie. I like the
movie.
Green sky. Or was it orange?
It is green.
Because they're a better planet than we are. They're all green. But what else? No, we're headed. See, you're headed up. We're always
headed
toward the bottom in science fiction movies.
Right. I mean, that was actually a good movie,
like
a very innovative
Mars Needs
movie.
Women, or Claus versus
Don't forget
Voyage to
Santa
See What's
Claus
on the Bottom.
Conquers the Martians is probably one of the greatest. But you know,
what about Rocky Palmer's movie?
Oh, Scarlet Love.
Yeah.
Scarlet Love.
Played once. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
It really makes the listeners laugh hard.
Funny movie.
The listening listeners.
You're hardly laughing now.
She's watching the internet cut that we did of
Rocky really
Palmer's life story.
Actually, it's Palmer
and
Rocky.
Was his twins,
name. Palmer
course,
Rocky.
Julie and Twitty.
Of which Palmer Vrides was a play on that same.
Right.
Character.
Yeah, he went out with Twitty for a short while.
With Conway Twitty?
No.
Did you ever go to Twitty City?
No. Where is Twitty City? You get a little rubber thing of Conway Twitty hair.
You have to do something in order to get there. But
yeah, I can't log on to this one.
Here on the air.
Because it has an ID.
And like Dollywood, I've been there.
She would.
So, unfortunately, for our listeners, I can't really describe other than to tell you that if you go to YouTube, there's a 9-minute and 31-second movie called
Too Long.
Bob's Lunch Hour. I know it's too long for most listeners.
Not 9 minutes?
9 minutes and 31 seconds.
Of course, you'd feel like just take it to the edge.
And it's story of
that.
A young J.R. Bob Dobbs
have to
in
make
his
a
early days.
Yeah, here he is.
And
walking to work.
He's going to lunch. And,
is he ever happy? I only saw the part where he's hideously malformed and old and beat up by work, and his employees would come out and stare at him in the
now,
parking lot.
Now, that part
and
is
hide.
Really interesting, the way Reverend Stang edited that new footage into that old footage in such a way as to actually tell the story. And the story is well told with the addition of that new footage.
But it's so confusing.
Yeah, it's like Star Wars, where
Bob,
if you're watching in order, you get to the third movie, and Harrison Ford's really young.
Now, I won't tell you how he died, or even if he died.
Yeah.
You'll have to see
that
for yourself.
Were you ever able to decode my versions of that? I got up to about halfway through my shots of that day, and put them on that flash drive, and then...
I still have I have not figured out how I'm going to rename those. I know they're QuickTime movies.
Mm-hmm.
They're all like a file name violation. All of them have are named in such a way that probably is perfectly appropriate for the camera device, but is inappropriate for a PC.
So that's your
idea. Somehow or another,
you need the proprietary software to this.
Yeah, that's
probably. Bring my disk out.
Yeah, that's probably what we need to. Then we need to like read them off of there through that software, and then it would properly interpret them, and we'd then be able to make them generic and pass them around.
1.75 into this because it's still 1.1. So, yeah.
Oh yeah, and to do that, you got to be connected with a USB.
I did. I put
connection.
It in my brain, and then I have to cut and paste it.
Put it somewhere.
You can't run a program once the camera is connected to. That's what I did with mine.
Well, that's what I have to do next. I'm thinking.
Connected the camera to the.
Because I brought it from the home office into my brain.
Uh huh.
And now I've put it in my brain into my eye.
There you go.
Just as long as you can keep it straight.
So maybe I'll bring that stuff over. We'll do that sometime soon. And Modern that way, because then you can read the special language of this thing.
Yeah, I may end up. I was fiddling around with them the other day, but I just got
fiddling
know,
and diddling.
Yeah, well, I think that's the answer.
That little project is less developed than the other myriad of projects I'm working on. Each one had their own development level, none of which have actually been finished.
You just have to check the big board.
So I look at the big board. I see what priority one is today. I get the team together. We allocate resources. We assign the tasks according to priority sequence, invariant order.
Now, while Dr. Drummond works with the mixture, he is about to develop the next stage in the lengthy alchemical preparation of Dobbsium.
We take people's skills and we mix them with their own personality traits in such a way to make a chemical, just a mess, a chemical stew that sits over there for a while. We let it fester. We let it fester and bubble around.
Then we give everybody a copy of their file, me versus everybody.
That's right.
Multi-chromosomal mutants.
There's two kinds of people in this world, me and everybody else.
Did they take away the bookmark of Philo's school for unmentionable objects?
Pried it out of his cold, dead hand. There?
I don't. Oh no, I didn't look at that. Oh, but what about Philo's school for detecting hitherto undetected appendages?
Is that the interstitial vortices that he's inside of when he's looking for that?
The standing on the edge of.
Yeah.
His toes actually, leaning over until he's like hanging 11 on the backside of reality, while hooking a groove go through the shooting the tube, so to speak.
Yeah, of the luck plane. Yeah. Well, that's how Bob and Philo mix in the early days. They're kind of confusing.
In the luck plane.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing.
We put all
for anybody
these,
outside Texas. To
we put
think,
these
how,
attributes
how
on this side,
together?
And then on this axis. We put those attributes, and then we sort of like in a big skittering skitter bowl. We let them slide back and forth until they mix in a way that seems appropriate.
Mix and mold.
Sometimes we let them mix, and then we throw the mix away, and then we let them mix again, and we throw that mix away until we get the mix that smells just right. It's got that stenchification. It's odoriferous in a pleasant way, one that pleases the Lord. One that when we burn it, that burn those oblations unto the elder gods.
But it's blood that the old boy likes.
Well, we don't call it blood at that point. We call it former biological residues.
I see.
Or FBRs for short.
Now I have the big picture.
Of course, they've been purified and properly. We take great care with the hygiene of our experiments, and make sure they've been washed, even in those areas that are we don't like to touch ourselves.
We call them our private zones.
And yes, indeed, privacy is very, very important to a subgenius, particularly in his private zone or her private zone, where those private washings occur. You can hear those washings occurring right now in the background. She's washing the private zone.
Actually, that's, yeah, that's right. She's washing her brain.
So you can spend all your time watching these loops that play over and over again.
This is the hot springs you were just in.
This is?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So it is.
That's a musical representation of the hot springs.
Well, you can see how I was accompanied there.
I can see that it's using the old style of quarter notes. And yes, there is that undiscovered appendage. I knew it was there. It was predicted. It was. We knew that it had to be in the sequence because after we had discovered the theory of unproduced or undeterminate appendages, it brought us to the conclusion that there had to be another appendage in this particular zone. I mean, it was predicted by the thought, not only the thought experiments themselves, but the functional aspects of the code had predicted the probable existence of this appendage.
Over the dead mountains of Death Valley, the moon rose in its fullness and seemed very orange, yellow, and huge. People were captivated by it, and right next to Delight, there's a flat pan like the playa, which was gleaming white in the moonlight. So a number of people walked out there, and they came to another hot spring, which was really a fabulous one with all sorts of different pools and looked very inviting. But nobody got in because there was a sign saying, "Danger, this hot spring is infested with mud mites." And we were all wondering, gee, that sounds bad, you know, mud mites, what could that be? I never heard of them. When I got home, I looked on the internet, there was nothing about mud mites whatsoever. Then there's a guy in the Chronicle who writes a column called The Bug Man, Richard Fagerland.
Right.
I wrote to him, and he wrote back and said, "There's no such thing as mud mites, it's a hoax." And obviously, the locals are trying to keep people out of this pool.
What an excellent hoax.
So they make it seem like if you go in, you might be nibbled by mud mites. So all the time, we were splashing in the hot springs. We would pretend to be,
then the next
to be mud mites.
Everybody must Wikipedia mud mites into the system.
Yeah, well.
Now, here's what it is. If you sit down in that.
They were about the size of a dinner plate, and they come slithering out, you know, pattering across the mud when you're sitting there.
No, here's what happens. If you sit in there, the mud might creep up your crack there.
I hear you.
That's the mud mite you get.
Oh, that kind of mud, huh? Well, and then it chews its way up your spinal column.
That's right. It's just regular mud.
It looks, pain with
it looks like plain mud. It looks like bottom wamble.
Finally, it reaches
but
the brain.
It has its own
frisks and frogs.
Biological entity. It has its own structure.
Well, according to Fagerland, and I believe him, there ain't no such animal as mud mites.
No, but there is this kind
of
mud.
It mites. That would be so terrible because they are arachnids, actually. Which
they're
makes
spring
them
mud.
More insufferable than if they were some sort of insect life or even
sometimes
worm.
The mud itself has
though
chemicals
I'm not
in
fond
it
of worms either when they start to become worms that get you.
When there were, what about the worms that are infesting your lower intestine right now?
Those are worms that are just exactly the kind I'm talking about. Worms that, don't respect the barrier between the human
worms
and
that during nocturnal slumber might
stories
protrude their head from
faith
time
has
to time.
Grown tall as the Indian corn. But there's a problem
just
in wormland,
check out the outer world.
And that is that these worms that you speak of so
that
glibly are neither male nor female.
Did 420 guy leave
male
already?
And female
yeah,
did not
he's
he create
he's
he
riding
them.
Around the highway,
no,
in highway
fact,
to bridge. No,
these worms
the
are like 15% of all life hermaphroditic.
Highway, ha,
they partake
ha, ha.
Of Aphrodite's arms as well as Apollo's
ew
glory. And as a result, they have some strange
what
customs
about Hermes? Don't they take some of Hermes, too? What about
you mean,
those
are they hermaphroditic?
They
don't seem to exist in such Olympian harmony.
But they have wings on their feet.
It was thought that to have both sexes would be less violent than the unfortunate two-sexed male and female. That's just a formula for violence, or so everyone thought. But now it's been determined that these hermaphrodites are far more violent than the...
Yeah, they're like self-violent.
They're
only
really
violent
terrible.
For themselves.
For example, the pseudo-Dobbsia worm, its sperm is acid, and it splashes its sperm on its unfortunate chosen mate, and the sperm burns its way through the skin. There is an aperture, but it doesn't lead to the eggs, and the only way to receive the sperm is to have it burn through the epidermis and then work its way through the tissues. You can imagine that's a lot of fun. Then the eggs are deposited later on and the worm glides away. But the common garden snail, also a hermaphrodite, snails have been known to cast so-called love darts at each other.
Or so you
the
say.
The problem is these cupid-like darts are actually long spikes, which in some cases drive right through their heads.
Ow!
So,
ow.
Now, if that's love, I don't want any part
continuing
of it.
Continuing to ow.
You know, you talk about Cupid, you talk about your Hermes, your Aphrodite, and all these other ancient gods and demigods. But why?
What?
I mean, when there's only one that matters, it's just the dots. Just think about the space between the dots and where the pipe goes.
Negative space.
Because you just put a pipe in it, and that's the important thing.
Put a pipe in it. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Just remember what Dobbs said. He said if you stick a pipe in it, people will follow it anywhere.
This hurts.
Well, now,
and it's true.
Do you have a history of this in your family?
Pipe poking? You sure? We've been poking pipes in people's...
Pipe poking. You've been poking pipes in people's pusses. Come on, admit
it. We've been poking pipes in people's pusses for years now, but it's not just the puss.
Well, when are you going to stop popping pipes in people's fizzes, fella?
We poke the pipes anywhere now. We put them in a... I had a painting the other day, and this is true.
A painting of a pipe poking?
I bought a painting that was reminiscent of a face, a famous face.
Oh, my
face.
God, that horrible face. Get it away.
Of course,
get
the painting itself was just a still life. It was a vase full of chrysanthemums.
It's a still life, but it's not. When
and
you
yet,
turn the light off,
within
it
that
move around.
Chrysanthemum vase was implied the face of Dobbs. Once the pipe was appropriately placed.
Oh, my God.
That's the important thing. Once you position the pipe accordingly, almost anything can become a Bob face. And then the pipe will begin smoking.
It's just a matter
and
of...
And then
it's a common
everything is harmonious.
Nervous disorder. Right?
And we can live together in peace.
Hey, this is great.
And wonderment.
What
and
show are we listening to?
Sketchy... we're listening to the Puzzling Evidence Show.
That's
more than
right.
An hour, less than a show. And oftentimes we speak about Bob.
We speak of him who we once knew, who now no longer walks among us. But there are those who say that he still roams the earth in some strange transformed shape.
You're listening to KPFA 94.1.
And KPFB in Berkeley. KFCF in the fungus-shrouded valley of Fresno. And KZFR in Chico, where they wear white pants known as chinos.
89.3, 88.1.org. All over the world.
Death cry of the slavering rabid werewolf. Or the sullen sigh of one who does not go gentle that good night.
And don't forget, the unpaid staff of this portion of the listener-sponsored Pacifica radio station, KPFA, is not in any way affiliated with any labor organization.
Wild partying, sobbing in public, shaving her head with her family fearing for her, she enters rehab and avoids listening to KPFA.
KPFA's my favorite podcast.
die.
It's just sort of sad. I just think it's sort of sad that anybody would listen to this trap.
But you really should go out to YouTube and
I should?
When you get to YouTube, search for Bob's Lunch Hour, and you'll find the latest preview.
My head is spinning
of this hideous and yet wonderful film that was predicted in the prescriptures as well as started 30 years ago.
It was made by one of the most promising film students ever to come into the realm of the small dynamic produced independent film. His name, Wilmer, and they called him Wilmer the Filmer. He made this shocking and dramatic report on Dobbs that you are about to see. Before I tell you anything more, I think I should remind some of you listening at home that what's in this film is not for everybody.
Somebody's calling, I think.
Oh really? Run the movie. I will take the call.
Agent? Is that Skulls?
Having a bad hair day, are we? Well,
what do I do about it?
What's the problem? You have a question, a query?
Bad hair.
Bad hair, eh? I started losing my hair when I was young. My forehead got higher and higher when I was in my mid-20s. I never thought much about it until I was in an elevator in a hotel in Pakistan. I was 28, and the elevator had mirrors on the walls and ceiling. Somehow, with all the reflecting and refracting, I could see myself from above. There it was, round piece of bald.
That flesh had simply migrated from the back of your back into the top of your head.
Separating the high forehead from the bald spot.
Flesh migration often causes the hair to flee in advance of the migratory surge.
I thought it was something like that.
This is the Phil Hendry effect, in which the doctors assume many guises.
Yes, thank you.
And I like the description you had of the room with no roof.
Yeah, I was going to tell you
about
that.
What about the room with no roof?
There were two rooms with no roofs, but the smaller of them, which is where I like to hang out, achieved a time when the moon was directly overhead and there were no shadows on the walls, but it fell directly in onto the water inside, which filled with light and seemed to shine light up from itself. Possibly the acid helped.
Did people stay in those rooms?
Well, a few... Yes, people went to all of the different rooms, and they would keep periodically coming in and visiting.
And they'd drop, right?
They would come walking down the steps and then sliding into the water and laughing. And
fropping. Fropping with you.
No one was fropping.
They should have been fropping.
They might have been, but they weren't, actually. I could
I'm
have.
I'm going to come back to the
I just didn't get around to it.
I need to be fropping.
Well, frop it away. But I'm saying that I was not going to, you know, everyone was having a good time. They didn't need an additional layering of frop.
We need to do that, though.
Yes, you do. Of course you do. You must have it. I understand.
This layering of frop that you speak of.
Wait a minute. Where does voice
Are we using nonprofits for that? See, it says right there we're using nonprofits to pay for junkets.
Well, that's because you can't
have
stockholders pay for your junket. Even in the Church of the Subgenius, we have a little something called business ethics.
But very little of it, right?
A small amount, yes. Passing small.
It is important to note that even as small as infinitesimally small, it is there present. It is indeed, and we're proud of that ethic. We don't have ethics because we only have one of them.
But can you change a tire?
We switch it out every year.
Yes, if you can change your clothes, become a turncoat, or change your attire, you can easily become a non- or ex-subgenius orthodox, current subgenius Arian or heretic. It is quite possible. I thought it would hurt. It didn't. I thought it would feel weird. It did. You spend a lifetime, and there it goes.
Maybe you should.
There was just a hint of what used to be. You glide your hand down in a smooth or reverse direction, and it felt rough enough to light a kitchen match. Yep. But they didn't seem to mind my probing touch. In fact, it seemed welcome, and I soon persuaded myself to take more liberties. But what? What everybody's leaving. They're beating it out here. I'll describe this interval at another time.
I'm still here with you.
Well, that's good. I thought you were speaking of some previous fropping session and not advocating one that actually operates at the first time. This is extraordinarily interesting, and I'm sure it will be of great interest to our many listeners at home. They have been trying to put a full picture of the subgenius phenomenon together in their spare time, and like a large crossword puzzle never completed, it looms at the borders of consciousness as something intended but never completed. How do we reconcile ourselves to the conundrum of this eternal difficulty? Simply by spending a certain amount of allotted time in solving the subgenius condition each day. This is an efficient use of our precious hours, allowed by the almighty powers to gain the Latian shore and ruined Troy restored. Jove's commands shall be obeyed. Tonight our anchor shall be weighed. But ah, what language can I try my injured queen to pacify? No sooner does she give her heart than from her side I'm forced to part. Yours be the blame, ye gods, for I obey your will, but with mournful heart. Oh, well, they weren't all that twisted and bent up about it. But, you know, it all happened so fast, I couldn't keep it under control. One minute, they were asleep. The next, flying off the road. When the bus slammed against a concrete barrier and dropped 30 feet off an overpass, at least two passengers were trapped. One had died and diesel fuel was leaking. It would be hours before the bus trippers and those left behind with their tight-knit point of origin would know the toll. Four Rutabaga characters dead, plus the driver and his wife. 29 were injured, 8 remained hospitalized, 5 were in serious and critical condition, and the rest were in fair or stable condition. The survivor, interviewed, said he fell asleep on the bus floor after a late night of watching movies, listening to music, and chatting about the Church of the Subgenius and all its apostolic works. Yes, it's glorious enterprise.
Then?
If he whom mutual need, united thoughts and counselors, equal hope and hazard, in the subgenius enterprise joined with me once. Now, ye may see where we have sky. The overarching dome, under which crawling pooped we live and die, raise not your hands to it for help, for it as impotently moves as you or I. With earth's first clay they did the last man need, and there of the last harvest sowed the seed, and the first dawning of creation broke that the last morn of reckoning shall be. Yesterday, this day's madness did prepare. Tomorrow's silence, triumph, or despair. Drink, for you know not whence you come or why. Drink, for you know not why you go, nor where. Goodbye. Bye. I tell you this, that starting from the goal, over the flaming shoulders of the foal of heaven, Parwin and Nushtari they flung in my... most homely plot of earth and sand. The vine had struck a fiber, which about if claims my being, let the dervish flout of my base metal may be filed the key which shall unlock the door he howls without. And this I know, whether the one true light kindled love or wrath consumed me quite, one flash of it within the tavern caught better than in the temple lost outright. What? Out of helpless nothing to provoke a constant something to resent the yoke of unpermitted pleasure under pain of everlasting penalty if broke? What? From his helpless creature to be paid pure gold for what he lent him, dross away, sue for a debt he never did contract and cannot answer? Oh, the sorry trade! O thou, who didst with pinfall and with gin beset the road I was to wander in, thou wilt not with predestined evil round enmesh and then impute my fall to sin. O thou, who man of baser earth did make, and even with paradise designed the snake. Of all the sin with which the face of man is blackened, man's forgiveness give and take. Well, it seems that Newt Gingrich is about to leap into the ring once more. One of the GOP's brightest stars, the rotund Republican, was responsible for the Contract on America years ago, and now is poised for a presidential plunge. Conservative stalwart has done nothing to lay the foundation for a presidential run except talk, but he ranks third among Republicans in most national polls.
Yeah, so you say.
To stand decisively for the values and principles of the future of the American
Bob?
People.
You won't speak so freely George, when the finger of fire touches
Saturday,
you, my friend.
GOP activist.
Real old church preaching, but it's almost X Day, right?
Annual.
Sure, it's always almost X Day.
Caucasian conservative Christians for Commerce.
Bob secretly buys Purina's Tammy
old
Corporation,
some genius demigod signed book today.
That thing is coming up before X Day.
It happened a long time
and
ago.
And I called Michael Pipe, and I said, do you want to be a part of it? He did not even
here, have
respond.
Some of this artificial food.
He's uninterested in performing at his
looks
bucket
good.
Wing
it's
at City Lights. I
have to eat a lot
I'm
of
shocked
it.
And abashed.
He doesn't want to come to the City Lights?
He's not gotten back to me. He ought to.
Here
he
is wandering in his bathrobe.
Muttering to himself, drinking a glass of whiskey, a liter large.
He has
and
a bozo cult he's supposed to be trying
he's
to
refusing
fire
to call the show.
At 848-4425 in the 510.
Here, have this frop sig.
No, he's just sitting there. Smoking a frop cig.
What millions. Has come over Bubba Free Imho Pep?
No.
Have you noticed how many former church members are suddenly trying to come back to the church?
But it's too late.
It's
some
too late
will
for
not
them.
Be
no,
admitted.
No. We've shunned them. We've actually already put
well,
them behind us, Satan.
I believe Papa Stang, or Papa Satan, doesn't believe that these
that
people
turkey,
would be an
there.
Asset to the church anymore. He feels that they could only do us harm.
That's true. The church freely admits to voluntary slavery, though.
Well,
and
how else
no
will
uproar.
We get anything done?
Yeah, it's tough to be a slave unless you volunteer. It's much easier.
Is it true that they built the pyramids on Red Bull?
Yeah, they built the pyramids on Red Bull, and people can, they say, how can that be? Red Bull wasn't even invented then. But I say, if you've got faith that's strong enough, you just have to believe that it's true.
I will admit, I do like talking to
if
people.
If you don't
about how
believe
I
in it, it's because your Red faith is simply not strong enough.
The mustard seed of faith.
We used to drink two of the little brown bottles, which you can buy in Chinatown, and then do the Frop Sig of intense variety that Philo was just
the
talking about.
The nuclear beer. Remember the nuclear beer?
We'd go out and stare at the funny languages and peoples. It was most effective.
And then we would build pyramids.
Of pyramid ale
12
bottles.
Cans of Red Bull per hour per rock mover. They had to have
I'm
ranks.
I'm not saying that's Red Bull, but it's... Well,
it's got well it was Bubba they didn't call it Red Bull it back then. They called it
Schlengbein. It's the weirdest experience to see Robert Downey Jr. playing your cousin in a movie.
Yeah, that is weird.
I have not seen the movie. I want to go see
the
it.
The one
but
about Zodiac.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah,
and
I was
Paul
wondering.
Got a, I was
well, that was
how,
your cousin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I read that, I thought, wait, isn't that...
Yeah.
Isn't that puzzling evidence his cousin?
Yeah. And
that means that you're somehow kind of like involved in all of this.
Zodiac might come after me because
you are
Paul
actually
put in
are
for
a key
and
member.
Received. Yeah. This is like, have you ever seen De Niro in Scorsese's first movie called Greetings? Second movie. Hi, Mom is his first movie. Greetings is his second. And
that was Brian De Palma.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Brian De Palma. That's right. And it's about a voyeuristic guy who rents a room in a building, and it shoots into the windows, and each window becomes a story, and then he goes into another one. And the two main stories are Greetings, he's going to get his draft notice, and the other one is the JFK murder. It's the first JFK murder joke movie, I think, done. So it's about 67. And the guy, there are all these references to Oswald's roommates, mom's cousins, second drivers. You're in danger because you're 16.
Well, you're in danger now because everybody knows that you are actually
related
to that guy.
But don't you think the Zodiac would be like 87 now and he'd be kind of shambling down Highway 5 to come kill me?
No, I think he's actually dead now.
I used to hang out with Paul and do
I think he's actually dead, but he's passed all his tricks down to his evil son.
No, Zodiac 3.
His evil son.
And just before he kills
like Brainiac,
me, I'd say...
Like Brainiac 5.
I'd say...
Right,
how
exactly.
How come your dad's named after the life raft?
It's exactly like Brainiac 5. He's reinvented himself in a way that's much more powerful and intangible than before.
Wow, look at
but
it.
But wasn't Brainiac 5 good?
Yeah, Brainiac 5, that was... In fact, didn't they... There was one line where Brainiac 5... lined up with the what was the
it
was,
he was
the
with
Teen
the Legion
Titans.
Of Team Superheroes
Teen Titans
right.
or something
Team yeah. Superheroes
yeah, he was
team,
a member
yeah.
Team
Titans
he had green skin and a purple Nehru jacket
yeah and he was you always know, he trying was, to put get down the sins of his great 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 grandfather
he was a robot actually
as Brainiac was, 5 or as the original Brainiac?
Brainiac Senior was also
I've got a
robot.
Question that maybe one of you could answer. I guess
or an
my
android.
Is that Dr. Hal would know.
We could have blown
the end forever.
Find
the identity of a very subgenusoid home about set in the Old West or the Ancient West, and they're about to hang someone, and he says, but I hope to be forgiven, for eternity is long. And it turns out that he's killed someone. And they say, but you're going to be hanged for horse thieving. You're the villain of a man. Because killing's reprehensible, but it's something you can stand. And I don't know who wrote it. I thought it was Robert Service, but I can't find it.
And did you search for part of that script on the internet?
All over. All over, repeatedly. And I definitely read it in great
detail. Right. That is a quizzical conundrum that's like an enigma wrapped in a...
He's playing Lepus again here, you know. That's the guy
well, it's got a very subgenius aspect because it shows a combination of intense subgenius morality.
Or lack thereof.
Along with a certain degree of toleration. You know, we understand why you might need to kill
someone. It's a subgenius show.
Sure. Yeah.
It's at City Lights.
Right. We understand why you might need to kill me.
Yes, I have to do that, and I have to kill myself. And
well, killing me is, of course, one of the holiest acts in any sub-gumba de beanie.
So I think that's a worthy task. I would like to search for the source of that aforementioned
Yeah. Well, I know
crazy thing.
Probably rendered in some attempt at dialect. The searching under the regular English spelling might not work.
Yeah, okay.
If you could just quote a few words and type those in.
Again, the for killing's reprehensible, but it's something you can stand.
All right.
For killing's reprehensible.
For killing's reprehensible.
I thought killing. But it's something you can stand.
Yeah. No, type in the fragment that you
don't
are sure.
Don't give up, other caller.
You want to
get
avoid
right
having
to
done to you.
Yeah, if you type in each of the fragments that you're sure of and put a plus sign at the beginning.
I did that.
You did?
Yeah.
And what happens? You're
he didn't get it. He didn't find it.
I didn't get anything, and I went through
curious thing is
the
not
collected
everything
work
is
to Robert's service, and it didn't show up.
I got an idea. Why don't you
just
rewrite it and claim it as your own? That your great-great-great-grandfather wrote it.
Yeah.
And that
right.
you need to be getting royalties for it. And if anybody, you know,
right.
they'll come out of the woodwork. If
you have a lot of...
What if I'm trying to live down the sins of my great-great-grandfather?
Oh, well, that's...
You know, just like Brainiac 5.
Well, that's a personal thing.
That's what he
living
was doing.
Down or living up is a real personal choice. I wouldn't want to... Make a bit, make his
I
comment
because
on that.
If I get money, the church will get money, so it's not personal anymore.
Right, exactly.
Any way in which I can possibly earn money is church business.
The important thing is that you do
impersonal.
It. The important thing is that you're doing it for the church.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, am I doing it of the church?
And by the church.
Huh.
Of course, the church takes no responsibility for this genius' actions.
Buy a church?
Yeah, you can buy a church.
Oh.
You should buy your own church and drive away.
Anyone I kill?
Anyone you kill is done in your name, not Bob's. Unless, of course, you're following the Holy Prescriptures and you have read those between-the-line special instructions. Your final instructions would be to take... Subgenius and shove it down the throats of all the religious leaders, politicians, media mongers, businessmen, police, students, housewives, retarded people, celebrities, losers, drunks, psychotics, everyone in the phone book. At coffee
whether
breaks, civic clubs, fairs, porno theaters, shopping centers, gay bars, rock concerts, the hate is hungry. Feed it.
Yes,
if the cops bust you for begging donations, remember, you were begging it for yourself, not us. We have to stay clean, but that's another story.
But in a way, this is pathetically dated, considering the events which have transpired since those words were printed. Yes?
Yeah, hi.
Don't you think you should continue?
Jerry Jeff Caller?
Yeah, remember
well,
me.
That's a voice from the past.
Well,
how are you doing this fine
is that really
March?
Here? Come here and let them fly away.
No,
that's... in the other room.
That's,
who's going to come where? Now,
yeah, Reverend Stang is in the other room.
It will be time to sleep.
It will be time to crawl into
your
coffin.
I don't think. I think the thing you think is Stang is actually Dr. Drummond.
Yeah, he's very confused.
That's Dr. Drummond. I think you think you hear.
No idea who
Dr. Drummond is here as well as puzzling evidence.
And who's the guy on the phone? I bet
Bubba
you don't even know the other
well, that's because
guy.
We both are from Fort Worth.
I'm reading the subtitles.
We both are from Haltom City.
Opera show.
Yeah.
Berlin is burning down as we speak.
What's burning down?
Berlin is burning.
I've been scattering
the Brandenburg Gate and lands and Richard Strauss's music.
When did this happen?
Right now, it's happening as I speak. I'm looking at...
what about Jerry Jeff Caller?
Why is Berlin burning?
It's the Rosenkavalier. It's a horrendous
maybe it's just,
holocaustal...
Maybe it's just, you know, like...
Your show.
Once a year when they burn this movie.
You're watching Channel X.
It's like, it's like Philadelphia,
32.
You know? It's Hell Night.
Of course, it did burn during the Second World War.
It's Hell Night, man. And people are just out having fun.
You think so? Just lighting fires?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And they're, breaking windows.
But what about, maybe it's... what about Jerry Jeff Caller, though? He hadn't called this show in years.
Oh, wow.
Well, maybe he's been listening, biding his time, waiting to give us a jingle.
Someone killed it.
After all,
from our journey.
Well, you should know that the show's been doing this since the last time you called.
Yeah. Oh, the show's been... is never off, is it?
The show
never.
Goes on and on.
Yeah. By Judas, we're doing
it's
a
just
Randolph's
the KPFA
business.
Just taps
Follow
into it once a week.
Snap it all
all
up.
I need is Interest a bag of weed.
The show goes. The show is a never-ending film.
Iron rib. Rock
it's just that KPFA takes a little
rock
slice.
Rock it away.
Captain, what about the bodies?
Captain, stop the rocket. I left my wallet and my other suit. It isn't in my pocket.
Try your alternate frequencies.
You don't need your wallet.
So, Dr. Hal, you think that the instructions that I gave are actually dated?
Please hold on.
Oh, they're outdated? Do you think that the admonition for subgeniuses to take it and shove it down the throats of religious leaders is a dated admonition? That it's not as true today as it was 30 years ago?
It is as true. The problem is it's more true today than it was then.
There was
optimism as to people having a choice as to what they wanted to do. Now they have no choice.
No,
they
it's assumed that if you don't
fall
believe
in step
this
with the marching of subgenius armies or be annihilated and overrun and their eviscerated torsos flipped onto the garbage heap of history.
And that's so true. That is so
giant subgenius tank Mark 27XL4 is now the major focus before the reviewing stand. It is turning its turret and extending its photon destroyer and its crowd control super microwave antenna. Now, this is very interesting. It can also maneuver backwards, which it is doing to the applause of the Lieutenant General and the crowd.
Turning its turret, extending.
Bending and stretching, relay waste.
When you join the Church of the Subgenius, you may find one of these elite organizations would be exactly right for you.
For me.
You may
oh my
join
God, it's a mass grave.
The Subgenius Smite Patrol.
It's a ruined landscape.
The
it's
Hookers for Bob.
Completely blasted, shattered.
The Dobbs Youth.
A ruin. It's
Henchmen of Negi.
No,
that's me.
The Bob Squad.
Yes, I'm one of the
Men
Dobbs
from
Youth.
Slack, the Subgenius League of Ass Kickers.
When you give to the Subgenius Dobbs
and
Youth, you're giving directly
of,
to me, Dr. Howard.
Peasants.
I am that youthful
Nazi
person.
Prisoners.
Heard so much about. And I, Sir Guyon de Cruel, and Philo Drummond were the subgenius youth group in, what was it, 2000 and, when was it, 2000?
Yeah, 2004 or 5?
5,
something
like that.
That.
We represented our youthful peers. And here comes the rain, after the thunder, so refreshing.
So refreshing. I like to let it, falling on my face, I feel clean. I feel clean again after feeling so filthy.
It's so delicious. Any time's the right time. It's so refreshing.
It is.
Noon,
nobody can stop what's the best for the people when it's the time is right and the mutants are
to fear
on
death,
the march.
To feel the fog in my throat, the wind in my face.
It's an 8 day to come right now. So get out your subprohanthus human sperm receptacles.
The power of the night, the press of the
and
storm,
find an eight.
The post of the foe. Where he stands, the arch fear in a visible form.
There
the
he is, he's an ape-like dwarf.
For the journey is done and the summit
and I mean that in a nice way.
Ere the barriers fall, though a battle's to fight, ere the guerdon be gained, the reward of it all. I was ever a fighter, so one fight more, the best and the last. I would hate that death bandaged mine eyes and forbore and bade me creep past. No, let me taste the whole of it. Fare like my peers, the heroes of old. Bear
yeah,
the brunt. In a minute pay glad life's arrears of pain and darkness and cold. The sooner the worst turns the best. The brave, the black minutes at end, and the elements rage, the fiend voices that rage.
Taking in the worst of show, best of show.
We just have to stop this broadcasting to outer space, I think. There's got to be something we can do. That's my new fear.
It just then, that it gives people
too
hope
many
so
TV me, shows are going out
then
into space.
Breath,
people who can't sleep,
oh,
people
so
who drive around
soul.
In their cars.
They're
going to
attract the
I
aliens.
Can,
they're just like
and
they're like special
It's an earthquake.
It's kind of like if you take a trap, you want to trap flies, you put honey on top of poison.
Down the
and putting TV shows into outer space is like putting honey on top of poison. It makes aliens come after us. And when they do, the poison won't kill them. It's just going to kill us.
Just make them mad.
Just makes them mad.
Just mix boric acid, peanut butter, and jelly.
It makes them pee. And I mean pee, the initial pee. I'm not talking about the functional discharge aspect of that definition. I don't mean anything like that. I'm not talking about any kind of number one or anything.
Another great thing about our trip, if I can keep talking about our trip, is that on the bus we had K-Rob disc jockeying all the way, playing marvelous things for us all to listen to.
Aw, that's so sweet.
And there.
And were your ear pads
relaxed
in such a way that the little greasy spots in your ears were the seepage naturally occurs?
You would not say that, sir, if you had been able to hear K-Rob for yourself. It was not just mindless, obnoxious. It was mindful of how you said. Now here you're seeing the Trouser Press, which is going to happen. The Yasha Ephraim Memorial Library is going to perform on Monday as part of a big surprise birthday for an unknown camp follower and hanger-on of the Odeon Galaxy's Ask Dr. Howe axis. This will all take place as scheduled.
But then the police found the cottage.
That's this Monday?
Couple's refrigerator.
Yes.
Where is that happening?
At Squanto's Aboriginal restaurant.
The fugit.
Down and
time is running out and
seething with mud might.
Promotion and selling.
So, you are dissatisfied with your subgenius instructions? Perhaps
you don't
you feel
you think
you have
there's
been
some you think
unfair.
There's something wrong?
I need to know when is the big show on April 7th?
That show it's at 7 p.m. So
7
first you
PM.
Have to do St. Stupid's and then you have to gird up your loins and reassembling your afflicted powers limp on down to City Lights where you will be on the spot.
It's
going to
be a special joy to hear
from all of you.
Giant 1,000-watt
spotlight shines on you, and you'll want to do anything but be there. But no, you'll have to go on, and you'll have to perform.
Oh,
special
God.
During that holiday season.
And thy knees will knock, and thy heart shall beat.
I'll become a star. People will remember me, and my name will live forever.
Yes, now if you have
sure.
had a few...
Sure, keep telling yourself that.
Low on a few weeks in
if you
Jobstown,
say it often enough, it will become the truth. Because, isn't that right?
What?
Isn't that right, puzzling evidence?
That's right, if you say it on the air.
The repeated statement of that...
Just saying it on the air, once, bam.
Just
I will
it
be
oh.
famous.
No, why don't you give me a call sometime? Not on the air in this very public...
yeah,
for him, and we can
he
draw
keeps calling you to call him,
plans.
And you don't call him, man.
We can draw up our scheme.
He called me to tell me that he called you to call him, and you wouldn't call him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you wouldn't call for
I
while.
Called him back to tell him that it's just rude of a person not to call when you call him to call him.
Yeah.
I sent a message to the fish. I told them.
Did he leave a message? Is this the truth he's saying?
This is what I wish. I haven't heard it.
He hadn't heard his message.
The little fishes of the sea.
Maybe you called the wrong number.
They sent a message back to me.
Did you call Dr. Howe or did you call Professor Howe?
The little fish's answer
maybe you accidentally called Professor Howe. He lives down the street from Dr. Howe. But he's an evil scientist.
I wrote to them again to say it would be better to obey.
Not of the same caliber of evil as Dr. Howe is. He's a different kind of evil. He's like a bad evil.
I told them
Dr. Howe is good evil.
I told them twice. They would not listen to advice.
See, hear him? He's telling them twice. And the fact that he told them twice proves his consideration and means he can't be the evil doctor, Professor Howe.
I
he's
took a kettle,
only the good,
large and
evil
new,
Dr. Howe.
Fit for the deed I had to do. My heart went hump. My
well,
heart
it's
went
not
thump.
That the doctor
I
is good, it's that
the
evil is good.
At the pump.
That's what I
Then someone came to me and said, the little fishies are in bed.
So you listen to him. You can
tell by the cadence in his voice. Then you must wake them up again. I said it very loud and clear.
And the adepts,
I went and shouted
and the aficionados
in his ear.
Love that about him.
But
he's good for at least 75 listenings before you start to tire of his pattering.
He said, you needn't shout so loud. And he was very proud.
Once you get up in the upper 50s, you're listening to him like for the 50th time.
I'd go and wake
them. It's really smoothing out. It's starting to mellow. You know, you're really feeling like
from the shelf,
you don't see almost sparks on the edges anymore.
Myself.
You know what I'm saying?
And when
you're not the only one.
The door was
and
locked,
I got to tie up all these plot threads before the end of the show, so you got to help me keep track of
and
them.
When I found the door was
shut, you take these three plot threads.
I tried to turn the handle.
And I'll hang on to this bundle of plot threads. And then we'll weave them into a new theme. Just before 10 minutes till 5.
And then it'll be all done. It'll be over now.
10 minutes to die.
Not to die, till 5.
To live.
Did you come here to die?
No, I came here yesterday.
You know the difference between 5 and live?
What? No. 5 and 5 are the same thing, aren't they?
Well, there's a letter in there somewhere.
A French
letter.
But then
but in some languages,
also,
an F and an L are the same letter.
No,
I mean, if you
they're not.
In some languages,
you
they are.
You flip them upside down, they look kind
of
like...
All you have to do is flip one of them upside down and tear off a chunk.
It's a fantasy invented by a committee.
Oh, so it's a committee now.
It doesn't take much to make an L into an F.
They're all just words.
Well, let me tell you who else will be there performing.
Oh, yes. Who will be at the show,
Phineas Narco. He's in the book. He's entitled. Also, Anomaly will be there.
Anomaly.
And she plans to wear 3 Dobbs heads. One here,
oh my God.
And one here.
I'll bet I can wager where 2 of them are. Is that true or not?
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. There are 3, as I
You'll
said.
You'll lose that wager.
There are 3. You can. I don't need to tell you where they are. This is radio. And also, we will have Philo Drummond and Puzzling Evidentia.
Who will be have the missing man chair?
Now, you've got to simmer down and not do a lot of crazy stuff and be ready to sign books as if your life depended on it.
And you've got to sign it where your name is.
And you've got to make sure that if you write in people's names that you spell them right.
See, here's your name.
No, my name's not in the book.
It is there. It's Pastor Bubba Imhotep.
Wait, you're in the Bibliographon?
No, you're not in the Bibliographon, are you?
No, I'm not in the front page.
Oh, forget we called in.
Well, then you can sign, Revelation
Are...
X, which will also be there.
But I'm not
Revelation
in that either.
X.
I don't
you're
think...
not? You're not in Revelation X?
Man, no. You're just a nobody.
How
what
could
are you doing calling this show?
Well, how could this be?
I must be
No, you're in there somewhere. I'm going to look for you. I think you're there.
Surely he's in Revelation X.
Yeah, just Google Bubba Imhotep.
What is your name again?
It's
I forgot
Imhotep.
Your name.
Yeah,
Barbara Imhotep, Innocent the First.
Yeah, I know you're in there somewhere. I saw your name somewhere.
Well, I think in the previous one, maybe.
You're thinking of the original book of the Subgenius. Well, that, unfortunately, will not be.
No, the new one, because I looked and I...
All new and all better? And then you threw it in the trash?
You're talking about the book of the Subgenius, the original one, right?
No, I'm talking about the new one.
The Bibliographon?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, then, no problem.
You're in that
if you're
one,
in
you can
that
sign
one, then
that
you
one.
Can sign that one.
Oh, but if someone buys the original one, then, but you mean the reprint of the original?
What are you talking about, my boy? Perhaps you should call me on the private line.
Let's clear this up since you, somehow or another, you've managed to muddy the water. Where the books that are going to be highlighted at this book signing will be the Bibliographon, which is the new release of newly published material, as well as the re-release of Revelation X, the Bibapocryphon, which has been out of print for at least 10 years or so.
Now, do you understand that,
Now, do you understand
Peppy?
It? Just those two. That doesn't mean that if a listener or a fan brings a book of the Subgenius, the first publication, or any other Subgenius publication...
Yes, they can bring in rare copies of the Dark Fist, the Three-Fisted Tales of Bob, even the
old
almost
things,
impossible to find
things to
Bob
see, say,
Dobbs
do.
Comic. Bring it in. We'll sign it. We'll sign
with
a laundry
Bob
list if you want
it.
To. We're adaptable.
We'll sign a check. We'll
we're
sign
agreeable.
A blank check.
And
we'll
while
sign anything. We'll sign contracts.
And signing and so on, we'll yeah. do things.
We'll sign stickers.
No, rear ends is good. I'll sign.
We'll compliment. We'll sign all kinds of female body parts.
Sometimes
some male,
one is
male body parts,
those.
But not certain. We won't sign the body parts of. We won't sign any of those hidden appendages we talked about earlier in the show. So don't bring those to us.
Well, as long as the hygienic and sanitary precautions are taken. I don't know if you've ever been to any of those Kink Ink events where you do draw on women and so forth at the Center for Sex and Culture. Whenever that happens,
they moved, didn't they?
I'm not sure when that is or when it's coming up, but that's the deal. You draw on models and like that. They want you to raise money for some sort of something or other. Some kind of charitable...
That sounds like fun. Sounds like... What about if a Nazi hell creature asked for you to draw on him? Would you do it then?
I have drawn on both sexes at these events.
The fumes off a Nazi hell creature are...
This is very disquieting.
By themselves. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can sign his bat wing, I guess.
Bat wing?
What the heck are you talking about?
Not the hell creature's bat wing, maybe. Maybe his talons.
The Messerschmitt, what was it, 60?
We like nothing better
163,
than the Messerschmitt.
We'd never tell you to go out and draw, on a
squadron
400
squadron 600 used to fly them.
Yeah, put a pipe in squadron.
But the real
600.
Value was for I think it was a 58-cent model. Maybe it was a dollar. I think it was 58-cent model, and it had like the Baca bomb. It had a little orange flame. That was the coolest part. So you wanted to get that model a lot because then you had many of those little orange flames you could stick in other, like in eyes of other monsters and stuff.
Do you remember that the certain models you'd get, that the plastic would be made of a compound whose receptivity to paint was less than the kind of plastic that you really like to paint on?
It was all snidey and stupid.
Yeah, and it's like I opened a model recently, and they're all made out of that kind of plastic now.
No.
They're not made out of that kind
that's
of gray
because the
plastic
other kind
that's easy
is,
to paint on.
Is not politically correct. You know?
Yeah,
so
and not only that,
death,
instead
no,
of having like 20
plastic.
Parts, they've only got 3 parts.
Well, that's because it would
be
unfair
to,
the differently abled
remember
to make
snap
a
tight?
Model hard to paint.
Yeah, they're all snap tight now. You don't even have to have glue.
For 11 and above.
They're afraid that when you're sniffing it, you'll get high.
I'm going to fall over because that...
When you've got a job,
just quit worrying about being a jerk so much, will you?
Good to chew.
Just go ahead and live your maximum jerkitude.
Chewing helps you stand the pace.
Live to your maximum jerkitude.
Anytime.
As if you were a ghost in the real world.
So high.
Now the show's descending.
Chew.
Getting ready for daylight scravings time.
Hey, chew, Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Those hands begin to tremble.
Work goes faster, smoother, too. Life seems brighter when you chew.
Hey, Michael, was that you that was out on the highway drawing pipes on all those billboard faces?
Billboards.
Wow, that's such a... You know, we told you not to do that, and you did it anyway. That really shows a lot of initiative.
I told you not to do that. Went ahead and did it anyway.
On all of my sister's favorite dogs.
Now, you and your sister
on her favorite dolls?
Dog pictures, you know. In books, pictures of dogs.
Yeah, like the dogs.
He drew a pipe on
them.
And ruined the book. My sister claims she was scarred for life. And it's funny, it's all pipes. All the dogs are smoking pipes.
Oh, little badly drawn pipes?
Even the
little they look kind of like check marks.
Now, was this the same sister that you used to paint slack all over her?
And this is the one that, like, went crazy,
yeah.
This is the sister that the Boston Strangler was after?
Yeah.
And okay, the slack was on bridge. You painted slack on bridge abutments on all the major traffic arteries in your hometown?
In East Bridgewater. He just painted.
And you would see him outside the house looking at your sister.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't tell her either, huh?
Wouldn't it just be awful if everybody went out and spray painted stuff that like Bob Saves and Free the Subgenius 7? And
yeah, we would not suggest that.
We'd hate that. What if somebody just went out and started painting 999?
You'd call the police car, but you still wouldn't tell your sister.
Yeah, not very many times.
And here's Bubba Inhotep forwarding this information into his computer. So do you have your computer yet?
What if you just took the...
I'm getting so
every
close
time.
To that, you can't imagine how close I now have once again reinserted the money in the bank to do it. And so we're
in
now,
the bank? Oh,
so
my.
So you've got to have it in the bank before you can write the check. I'm getting all geared up. And, you know, I would say a week, within a week, I will have...
Wow, and you're getting, they're down to 900 something now.
I've said that so many times, yeah. Pretty soon, yeah, I'll be 90 years old without having got a computer. No. And you, in fact, I went to MySpace the other night evening on somebody else.
MySpace?
MySpace, because a few girls gave me a MySpace address. So I had to pay to go to a cafe to dial up MySpace.
Did you see her cute space?
Yes, she's gorgeous, and she was in the spectacle. Oh, my God, she's beautiful.
Who are you talking about? I've forgotten her.
Her name is, I'll give her a name. What is her name?
Esmeralda Thingenhofer.
What is it? Oh, Ari. Just go Ari.music.
What?
I'm sorry, Ari/music on MySpace.
Huh.
And, she's incredibly cute and beautiful.
Probably an overweight janitor.
Yeah, do you think that, is this, are you somehow infatuated with physical appearances or something?
No, I met her live, but she wouldn't give me her phone number. She gave me her MySpace.
But
apparently the cuteness of her face overwhelmed you, and you listened to anything she said after that, right?
Probably true, yeah.
You're so physical and shallow.
She's just that way.
How could you be so shallow, Michael?
Because I was just born shallow. I watched Pepe Le Pew when I was young. That's why.
Did you distribute that 1,000 pamphlets we sent to you last week?
What?
The 1,000 pamphlets you were supposed to distribute this week. Did you get them out?
Yes. Oh, yes. I did all that. I didn't throw any of them away. I put them all each in front of the door.
Yeah, you didn't put any of them in the garbage can?
No, none. Some other people might have thrown them.
I mean, we can expect all the garbage cans around there and know that there's no genius pamphlets accidentally fell out of your pocket while you were passing a garbage can.
No, because I get paid a solid $1.50 an hour from the Reverend Stang to deliver those pamphlets. And I take that very seriously. You know, he docks me.
He'll dock your pay. He's a tough boss.
He is. He's an old skinflint. And I don't mind him.
Yeah, you get $1.50 an hour for a regular 10-hour day, right?
Yeah, $1 a day. So it's 10, I mean, a little more, because then there's tax he has to take out, too.
Yeah, he's conscientious in that regard. He's probably taking care of you in such a way that...
Make sure my taxes are paid.
He's making sure your taxes and your health insurance and all that's taken care of.
It's all
and
paid
that,
up.
If something ever happens to you, you don't have to worry. You'll be taken care of
even
in the old Subgenius' home.
Have you thought about spending $10, $20, $30 or more on car insurance?
Church, but I know it's unusual.
For jerky drivers,
it's unusual,
state farm insurance.
Anyway.
Well, we'll take you to the old Subgenius' home when the time comes put you out to pasture, so to speak.
Look over there, it's old guy.
You'll be sitting over there. You'll be sitting in the pleasure dome, pushing the button over and over and over again as that pleasure's inserted into your pleasure centers.
And that's not
with every push.
Oh, even now he won't talk to me.
You don't need
sex
goddesses with our pleasure devices.
So many subgeniuses here. Why, that old drone
with our old people pleasure devices.
Susie the floozy. She looks fairly good for her 92 years. Yes, this is a wonderful subgenius.
You just remember, contributions to this Church of the Subgenius are always appreciated.
Most of our top subs no longer have enough memory to know what's happening to them. They have no recollection of the glory days of Bob's. And of course, the story is, the orderly won't tell me much, but I slipped him Mickey, and I mean Finn, I found out that
At the top, the very top of the building, there's a locked room where they say...
Is that where he stashed the pamphlet?
J. R. Bob Dobbs himself, drooling like a vegetable. Not that they drool, but you know what I mean.
Drooling like a drooling... Well, I won't say what I think.
Snow at low elevations, sea levels rising.
Puzzling might say what he thinks.
Rock slides in North Beach.
What do you think it is?
I'm putting this in machine show time.
Melting glaciers.
I think it's getting to be almost the end of the show.
Will it be altered in a bad way?
No. This is a good touch.
And a giant swarm of killer locusts.
Will it be garish as before?
Yeah, it'll be
Mormon
because it's
crickets,
all sort of influenced by the Night of the Lupus, which was so wonderfully
right.
bad.
It made a lot of resonance. Meaning to this show tonight.
The
did you
like
destructive
that? Insect
yeah, that the
did.
Show was the much more meaningful
because of
because
the
Night
of
the Lupus.
But just
now, was that Stuart Grange? Who's Stuart? Who was that guy?
Farley Grange. Anybody's name?
Never.
John Saxon.
Pick up
no,
a stranger.
No,
but
one of those Kiss of Death guys.
Because it might be
George Peppard.
Farley Granger.
No, Night of the Lupus.
We'd have to Google it.
Night of the Lupus.
And it wasn't Cornell Wilde? Was it Cornell Wilde?
No. Boy, that guy was in so many stinkers.
Okay, Night of the Lupus. Either somebody Night call right now at 848-4425 and tell us who the male lead in Night of the Lupus was.
Well,
we need to know. Because Dr. Howe doesn't know.
I don't suppose you'd accept
he thinks
Cameron
it's Cameron
Mitchell.
Mitchell, but it's not Cameron Mitchell.
It's some guy who's past his prime, shooting his last ball.
They're all in their prime. You know who else is in it, who I can't remember now? Is that night? DeForest Kelly.
DeForest Kelly
is in it for about a third of the movie. He's the scientist at the university. Who got
damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not a scientist.
And they've all got 70s hair and mustaches. It's pretty wonderful. But I can't see that. You know,
that
who's
dude?
The dad on Dallas? The white-haired...
Ewing? That guy.
White-haired, old, respected guy. He's young in this thing.
Davis?
Yeah, I know.
Davis? Jim Davis. Jim Davis.
Yeah. It's like he's very young. DeForest Kelly's sort of young, and they're all worried about big rabbits.
I'm still worried about that whole Night of the Lupus thing.
I'm concerned.
You know, the coolest part is building little sets so the rabbits run through.
Yeah.
So they look like
they're sets.
Wonderful.
With like
the shot where the rabbits
attack
the horses. Always is so badly done, they're just a treat.
Nobody will notice that that's just a shoebox that we put some cardboard, some
and
stickers on.
And this was at the Parkway, and that's where you were?
Yeah. And always a nice print, which makes a big difference, not scratchy. In fact, it was funny, at one point, halfway through, they got about 5 seconds of leader, and everybody jeered. I thought they'd have it like, that people in the DVD time would be thrilled to see actual leader go by.
Yeah.
Like movie-like,
Yeah, people flip out. They flipped out.
They
is what they did.
They may have embarrassed the owner.
Did they freak?
There. Will the thrill bill?
Yeah. Were they like crying and tormenting and pulling
they're
their hair
go
out,
on
gnashing their teeth, rending their clothes, yanking hair out of their beards?
Yep, that's what they were doing. So you must have been there.
I was there.
Nothing like
I was
a
carrying
good
the
cry
torch.
For
carrying the torch for the giant.
A cinephile.
Because I knew that Lupus was going to die before the movie was over. Nobody's out there thinking about the Lupus,
Yeah.
They're all thinking
that's
about
right.
The people whose names we can't remember, although one of them was Jim Davis.
We're in a false sense of complacency.
You could know that.
People
Come
think
on,
that
this is so
we
available.
Don't have to worry about
Go
rabbits.
To Google and type in Night of the Lupus.
Night of the Lupus.
Not
well,
not you, Michael, since you don't have a computer,
I'm not,
you can't do that.
I'm not.
Schlep over
that's
to the library.
Main reason
why don't you go over to the library and, go over to that bar where the girls, that who gave you the MySpace page?
Yeah.
Go over to that bar and check out Google Night of the Lupus. Find out what that lead.
Okay.
Guy's name.
So
was. Not
the
Jim Davis part.
Easter, I guess that's
the
stick.
But the bunny jam is
yeah,
April 7,
exactly.
You know.
Even though it's a little bit early.
You bunny guys.
And
I'm not into
Hugh
that
Hefner,
either.
And we were supposed to
And so you
figure out
Stephen
that the Playboy bunnies represented more Easter references. But it was so
when was that,
mesmerizingly
that was
horrible to see
last Saturday I was in the hot springs with
Bill Cosby, a young Bill Cosby, and Sammy Davis Jr., who always
has
freaked me out.
Well
just,
away
I
from
can't figure out what that guy is.
And
in at the bunny hutch or whatever. And I was again reminded how much Hugh Hefner has always freaked me out because he's supposed to be a swinging loose guy.
But I wish Stephen Raspberry.
He's got the pipe. He's got his
say.
Hand here, and he's kind of with the girl, and he's always this weird kind of.
I got this copy
guy.
Of an old Hullabaloo show.
Oh yeah,
where Sammy Davis Jr. is the host.
Wow,
oh, man,
yeah,
it is just so over
it.
The top. He's
wow,
great.
The movie, the host.
You
got to
see it.
Today. I
oh yeah,
see
this spooky
it.
Host.
Yeah.
It's been getting.
Damn, Hullabaloo was a great show, and then there was something a go go. What was the?
There was
somebody
Shindig, there was
Shindig.
Hullabaloo,
that's
and
right.
there was
Where the Action Is.
Where the Action
Shindig.
Is.
Where the Action, oh, man. Those
I actually have some of
sexy.
Each of those I downloaded off
I
the internet
barely
recently.
I was able to watch them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If somebody had, I don't know where they got copies of them, but they had
I'd
them.
I'd love to
they,
see Where
they,
the Action Is. I used to like yeah. watching that because
I,
it was, they got, didn't even try to.
I want
to
see the
drummer. The drummer would
Riley.
Just beat on the building and, you know, it was just like, this is how TV should be. You know? Don't even
yeah.
pretend you guys are
playing,
trying to do
yeah.
something live. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually,
well,
I've got a copy
of
that
thing.
That has the Turtles. The High Numbers, that was The Who before they were The
yeah.
Who, actually appeared on Where the Action Is.
Wow.
And I have that episode. I
probably saw that, yeah.
And it has Freddie Cannon. Remember
yeah.
him?
Yep.
The which, the what, the why, and the wherefore.
I dare
Being
to think that
star,
such a show would ever
diabetic,
come back.
Dyspeptics from
those are once-in-a-lifetime effects.
Yeah, that was definitely it. And you know what the interesting thing was? How crude the transitions to the commercials and the switchback.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the whole segue between commercial and show was basically non-existent. No,
yeah.
no station breaks in there. Uh-huh. There was very few affiliate identity.
Yeah.
It was all, you know, the main... It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
The bro- the
part
main
of what I
like
was that it was Paul Revere and Dick Clark got together and did that. And about a year
oh,
before
oh,
that,
oh,
I had
we're getting a
I had
call.
Met
I,
Paul Revere and Mark Lindsay and those guys, and they were just
oh.
they were still in suits.
Uh-huh.
In fact, Lindsay used to wear these real thick glasses just before contacts came out. And right after that, they change into the three-cornered hats. And Revere does this thing with Clark, and it becomes one of the you know this wonderful black and white weird thing from the mainland. With Rocky Roll guys like 96 Tears,
oh,
right? they
don't
played
wear
that,
thick
and Muddy Water, and what was it, Muddy Water by the Shandells from Boston,
Dirty Water,
oh, Dirty Water. Water, yeah,
I love that song.
That was the name of the Shandells,
the Standells, oh,
Standells,
one of the
yeah,
the Standells,
New England
yeah.
Water.
Water.
Yeah.
And
you know,
that,
not
it was
many.
A great exposure to a lot of
they were from Boston.
Inside music from the
from
middle
Boston.
Of the country.
You're my home, bum, bum.
Yes,
well, then
the baked beans of history.
Well, then the show's over. Then
the show is just about over.
The show right. just stopped.
Show
move along. Nothing more to see. The show's
nothing
over.
Nothing more to hear here.
Yeah.
Here. Sorry. Did you do your show Wednesday night, by the way?
Yeah.
No, it's done.
Oh,
please,
Wednesday
move,
night
keep
radio
moving.
Show?
Keep moving.
I will be.
There's
I
no
think.
Show here.
There's no show.
I will be.
This is not
go.
The show.
Good night. It's over.
To stop. Which you are seeking.
I do not need you. Nor do I listen to the words you say. Strongly I heed you, but every promise seems to fade away. Who is the clown that walks in the steps of my shadow? Is it the man who does what he can but never does it right? How can I prove there is no reasoning or asking why? Only to prove I love you. sun in my eye. Who is the clown that walks in the steps of my shadow? Is it the man who does what he can?